Today is a solemn and sad day. For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the President for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House will act expeditiously.
That was U.S. Representative Gerald Nadler last week announcing that the House of Representatives would vote on the impeachment of President Donald Trump on two charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Hi, I'm Sylvia Club, the host of The Source, Quill and Scrolls podcast. Today, as I speak, the House is voting on those articles of impeachment, and they are expected to pass. If they do, the Senate will then hold a trial of the president. However, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said that the vote will not succeed and remove the president from office.
And everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel. There will be no difference between the president's position and our position as to how to handle this. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
With me today is Jamie Wilhelmy, a senior political science major at the University of Iowa. Jamie is originally from the Chicago area. Also with me is Jeff Brown, the executive director of Quill and Scroll. Welcome to The Source, Jamie and Jeff.
Thanks for having me, Sylvia.
Thanks for inviting me, Sylvia.
First question. Some of our listeners may not be fully aware of the impeachment proceedings or how they've been covered by the media. What are some of the differences you've seen thus far in coverage of the impeachment? For example, Fox News versus MSNBC.
Well, I definitely think it depends which source you're seeking out. If you go to a more conservative source like Fox, you're definitely going to hear that there's no way Trump will be impeached. But if you go to a more liberal source like CNN or MSNBC, they're going to tell you that there's still a sliver of hope at this point in the impeachment hearings for those Democrats to get Trump out of office.
Here in Iowa, we're now 6 weeks away from the presidential caucus. How do you think coverage will sway voters' opinions in primaries, caucuses, and the general election?
I think the impeachment hearings will definitely deter some on-the-fence voters from voting for Trump again or voting Republican again. However, I did read an article from CNN this morning that had some polls from 538 that said that the impeachment hearings really aren't swaying people's opinions because the people paying attention are the already very polarized voters. So it definitely depends on the person.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jamie. You know, the age demographic of voters who tend to be least involved in politics are those between the ages of 18 and 34. And so, you know, one of the reasons we like to do this podcast is to kind of bring up ideas and thoughts about politics that students in high school or college students might not necessarily think of. And so, you know, I think a lot of those people in that age demographic who don't show up to vote really need to be more in tune to these sorts of things. And we hope that, you know, Quill and Scroll is about, you know, journalistic activism. It's about, you know, trying to get people to tell the truth and to be, you know, as honest as they possibly can in things. And also to get students engaged and involved in trying to decide for themselves by reading the news what the best course of action is as a citizen. Whether they vote for one party, another party, or a third party, that really doesn't matter to us as long as they're involved. And so, you know, I think that 18 to 30-year-olds really need to be more engaged with news to find out for themselves what's happening.
And going back to the different coverage that we've seen versus Fox News versus MSNBC, how is a voter in that 18 to 34-year-old age group who, let's say, is not in a polarized party, how may they be swayed by the different news sources they're consuming?
Well, if you're only reading conservative sources or liberal sources, you're obviously going to be more conservative or liberal, depending on which one you're choosing. And the more you read from one side of the polarization, the more you're going to keep polarizing yourself and follow only those types of sources. So I would say definitely inform yourself as much as possible. Read the most conservative source you can find, read the most liberal source you can find, and then find one down the middle and form an opinion for yourself that hasn't been swayed by biased journalists.
That's a great point, Jamie. I would suggest that everybody also tune into a couple of different websites. One is called allsides.com, so allsides.com, and they do a news presentation that aggregates content from all sides, as it says. And so you get, even just on that one site, a lot of different opinions and different ideas about what's happening. The other one is MediaBiasFactCheck.com, and it's just those four words strung together.com. And they also have a lot of ideas about whether a site is conservative or liberal, whether it has a reliance upon conspiracy theories, or you know, whether it gets its money from Russian troll farms or different things like that. So allsides.com and Media Bias Fact Check to get those different perspectives that Jamie was talking about.
Now, Jamie, I understand you've been studying a lot about how scandals drive news coverage. Tell us about what you've learned.
Well, whichever candidate or politician is the most involved in a scandal that day, that week, or that month, they're going to get the most news coverage, whether it's positive or negative. And a lot of times in politics, we say negative coverage isn't always bad. If you're getting coverage, you're getting name recognition, you're getting face recognition, you're getting more voters to see who you are. And a lot of times voters will just vote off whatever name they have heard the most because they're not so informed. At least they know something about the candidate. As we see in media coverage right now, Biden is leading in media coverage by far from all of the other candidates, and that's because his son Hunter has been involved in the impeachment scandal on Ukraine with Trump. So that's definitely an example that shows us how scandals and negative media coverage gets you more name recognition, even if it is negative.
It really is a symptom, as you said, Jamie. It's really a symptom of our reality show television sort of government and society these days, where people are drawn to, you know, drama and scandal more so than they are real news, real policy, and those sorts of things. So we hope that you know, Quill and Scroll students, as the best journalists in high schools, are more, you know, attuned to policy and not just scandal.
I think that's one of the most important things about reporting for high school journalists. I mean, here at Quill and Scroll, our leading pillar is truth. We must abide by the truth. And, you know, we've talked a lot about different news sites that you can go to see both sides of an issue. We've talked about exposure to candidates. If you're a high school journalist or advisor listening to this podcast, what are some of the things you and your students can do to provide angles on political stories?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of what the high school journalists can do for their readers, for their listeners, is just first kind of explaining just sort of the background, some of the history. If you're watching, as Jamie has noted so many times in this interview, is that, you know, if you're watching CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, you know, their audiences already kind of are up to speed on what's going on and all that sort of thing. So maybe there's a lot of background that 16, 17, 18-year-old listeners and readers aren't going to know. And you know, give them a chance to understand even the basics about what happened with the president on that, that whole attempt to get the Ukrainian government to investigate the Bidens. What does that all mean? Just kind of setting that basic baseline for people so they understand, so they can be more informed, especially those who are going to be old enough to vote in the next election. And the other thing they can do is to start, you know, covering, you know, to really understand the differences between the political parties and independents, and the differences between what the Republican Party and President Trump has stood for and what the Democratic Party and its candidates stand for, to really say, okay, what does this mean to you? And so I think about some of the issues that are involved in what high school students might want to learn about. One particularly would be student loan and student loan debt, because, you know, hopefully many of you are going to be going to college and you don't want to have to be in debt for the rest of your lives in order to pay for that. So what do Republicans have to say about student loans, student debt, the cost of college tuition, and what do Democrats have to say? I know that younger people are really fired up about saving the environment and trying to stem, you know, climate change and global warming and that sort of thing. And so how has the president's, the current president's executive actions affected the environment versus what the Democratic previous president, President Obama, did with his executive orders on the environment? What do those things specifically mean to the students and the issues that they care about? So, you know, there's a lot of reporting that can be done, even if it's at the national level, by high school students to help explain things to their audiences.
You know, Jeff, I think it's really about simplifying it down to A, the basic level of understanding, and B, the issues that high school students really care about. And from there, they're able to take the tools that you've given them as a journalist or as an advisor and run with it. Finally, Jamie, are there any other thoughts about this political moment in history that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would say take advantage of this momentous moment, because only two other presidents have been impeached before. Take advantage of this to inform yourself of the process. Watch the hearings just to get to know a little bit more about the government. It is your government whether you participate or not, so you might as well get a chance to put your voice in there and learn about what's going on, because you can make a difference and your voice does count in the government.
Yeah, and the last thing I would, you know, to add to what I said earlier about allsides.com and media bias fact check, also to do the fact checks, you know, look at the fact checks that are done by the Washington Post, by politifact.org, any of the, you know, Snopes.com, any of the fact checking sites, to find out whether the president, whether the Democratic people in the House or the Republicans in the Senate, are any of them, are they really telling the truth about these issues that have brought the president to impeachment?
I totally agree. And you know, another quick thing that students can do to keep up to date on politics is our Quill and Scroll weekly scroll. We have something about the lead, which is politics, just about every week. And those sites again are allsides.com and mediabiasedfactcheck.com. Thank you so much for coming in, Jamie and Jeff. This is Sylvia Club from Quill and Scroll wishing you a joyous holiday season and a happy new year.